Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League ITL on Sports Grid. Hour 2. I am the Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at @IsItWelsh or Chris Welsh if you want to be professional and talk to me like you're my mom. That is Scott Bogman, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. You know who he is. That should be on a shirt now. I should have 1,000%.
You know who it is.
Put that on a shirt. We've got picks coming up. No real point to talk about how last week went.
Look, you weren't there for the recap show this week, but nope. It was the screwiest week that we've had all year long. And it was, I opened up the show last week by saying, what the F just happened. Like, it was crazy.
Well, yeah, I can tell you how crazy it was too, Boggs. Wasn't a great spread week for either one of us. I have been bad on over-unders pretty consistently throughout this year. I was 9-4 on my over-unders. That tells you
it was crazy.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I am just a better spread better. I'm at 500 on my spreads. And I was 9-4 on the over-under, which is wild. It tells you just how screwy and wacky last week was. So, you know, we don't need to, like, do a big focus.
We're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about the future, Welsh.
We are here to talk about the future. Though, I do like that we still get our report from our boy, Donovan, who puts together this nice, fun report that we always have. And if you guys do want, by the way, speaking of, since we're going to be going through picks, if you want to hear who we really, really like, I mean, we're going to tell you all those, but you want to hear when we are pinned down to it, make sure you're subscribed to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, because the third episode of the week, sometimes I don't even realize we do 3 episodes. It's the most we do on any sport, but we've essentially taken part. It's amazing too, by the way. We went from like almost a 2-hour episode on the Thursday one with all this betting stuff, and we're like, let's get that out of there and shorten it up. We almost had 2 hours this week with DVR, but the Friday episode is Bet This League, where we give you our best bets, where the trending stuff is, and that really hones it in, because here, we're just rocking through, giving you all the picks. It does not mean we will actually take all of them, but we'll try to highlight them as we go, and we're going to do that right here on the other side of this break. It's all the Week 10 picks, spreads, over-unders with Bogman and the Welsh right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
InThisLeague.com. Come and check out the Patreon today for Secret Choke, for Group Me Room, for access to all the exclusive stuff to support us to get the sheets. Bogman's IDP ranks. I've got the top 15 prop sheet for every week. I will not allow myself to be at 500. I have to be over or under. And we are over for the year, which is very, very nice. I think I'm still 10 or so games over. So if you unit that, that would be double-digit units, which is nice. But we've got the sheets. We've got the secret shows. We've got all of the content. And really, you could not want any of that and just want to support us who are independent podcasters. Yes, we're doing a show here on Sports Grid, but we're not like a solo Sports Grid guys. We're not, Bogman does some stuff with Fantasy Pros. He's not a solo Fantasy Pros guy. We do what we want. And it is because people support us. So come and check it out today, InThisLeague.com. Right, Boggs? I do what I want.
I do what I want. I mean, I'm on all kinds of stuff right now. Obviously, In This League, Sports Grid right here, CFP Winning Edge, Fantasy Pros, Betting Pros, all the fun stuff and things. So
a lot of pros, man. It's a lot of places and stuff.
A lot
and
of pros. Line Star, also on Line Star with Bubba every week. So lots of work. So yeah, we like
don't
it.
Have any, I need more time.
Better than no work. So
that's very true. I need more time with Bogman. We the other night Bogman had to ditch on we have a Twitch. We actually have a Twitch that you guys can check out, twitch.tv/InThisLeague. And we played a couple games and Bogman's like, I gotta bail. And I stayed and played an hour of Fortnite with one of our listeners, our boy Tom Lee. And I told Boggs, we took down two battle royales. We had two victories, which is pretty nice. I mean, probably
sounds like
because
fun, man.
Probably because the algorithm, they put you with people of similar skill level.
That so also sucked.
Yeah, it was probably like easier, not like what that ninja.
Donna was like,
have.
Oh my God. Or who was it with? Tomley?
Tomley.
Tom was like, oh my God. Yeah. Welsh is real bad because we're playing guys that are medium. Like if he's really good and you're really bad, is that kind of how it went? You think?
Well, kind of. I mean, I was talking people. With Tomley on there too. He hadn't played a long time because most people are like, oh, I mean, again, we're so new to all of the things that are going on. That I think, what is it? Fortnite is seen as like the kids' game, like a kid's game that you play. They're all like, we play Apex Legends. I'm like, all right.
It's fun. I mean, I don't know what any of it is. I know that League of Legends had more viewers than the Super Bowl last year, which is just insanity to me. But I don't know what League of Legends is, and I wouldn't recognize it if you showed it to me.
No,
so
I wouldn't either. But the game is popular, and that's why we got our Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah, we play Madden. I do like that if I play online, which I haven't done in like 3 weeks, but if I play online, it matches you up, like you said, with someone similar. But you can tell it's like some of it is people that just got a PS5 and you know, they're doing all the lame Madden tricks that you normally would do. And I don't know any of those. And then it's the other people that are really bad. So it's like either I completely murder someone because they're just not good at the game, or I get completely murdered because I don't know all the weird Madden tricks, you know?
Yeah. But you guys can check it out, twitch.tv/InThisLeague, and got to get doing some more stuff with Bogman. Get some Bogman solo streams I think people would like as well. But, you know, it's on all over the places. Week 10, let's talk about and let's make some picks here. Like I said, weird-ass week. I'm not really sure how many weeks, to be honest with you, over the last like month that haven't been weird, that we haven't been like, man, that was
There's
odd.
Been some weird stuff, but last week felt like every game was we thought, I don't know anyone that picked Tennessee to beat the Rams in LA last week.
I mean, it, like, I had a fine weekend. I made money. I made decent. I mean, I haven't had a bunch of great weeks in the last couple, but this particular week with Sunday and then Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was, I think it was Tuesday, with college basketball night. Those were two of my best nights that I've had probably in the last month.
Did you have Denver beating Dallas Welsh? You didn't.
I didn't.
Did you have Buffalo losing to Jacksonville 9-6?
I didn't.
You didn't.
But what I did have is I had the Rams everywhere and it killed teasers and stuff like that. But I still did good, but it would have been almost a perfect weekend had the Rams just won.
No one was shocked when Atlanta beat New Orleans. Like, that was in the realm of possibilities, but you didn't see Green Bay and Kansas City playing to that low of the under. By the way, last week on the show, we didn't say if we were picking the over or under on that. And Donovan had to hit me up and I'm like, we both took the stupid over. All these games were crazy. It's going to be more normal this week just because it has to be. It can't be crazier.
We'll see. I think like the last couple of weeks, I see a couple of games I've already done a teaser, and I see some teased games. Lions, I think, are I'm not sure where the love is, but let's just jump right into it. Week 10. We'll start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington football team. Tampa is a 9.5-point favorite, 51.5. This is on FanDuel Sportsbook?
Yes, FanDuel.
Yeah.
Yep.
FanDuel Sportsbook. As we're recording this, lines can change. 9.5, Tampa Bay. 51.5 is the over-under. Tampa on the money side, the heavy money tickets are Tampa Bay into the double digits, of course, and a slight edge to the under currently right now. So what do you think about this game?
Well, let's fade the public in this one and let's go Washington and the over here. I think in terms of trying to take these bigger lines, I'm not going to do many of them. There is a big line I'm going to take this week and lay the points, but it ain't going to be this game. Both these teams coming off a bye. Washington, worst team in the NFL against the pass. So I do think Brady's going to have a big day. So much weirdness. We've seen Atlanta come back on Tampa Bay. We've seen a couple other teams kind of come back on them late when they kind of, give up in the fourth quarter and take their foot off the gas and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to take Washington and I'm also going to take the over here.
Boy, I see where you're going with this. I just struggle with the Washington football team. I don't think they're
bad.
And I really don't love to play it. I'm pulling up here to give you. Tampa, though, is only 3-5 against the spread this year, but 5-3 on over-unders. But the Washington football team, 1-7 against the spread, 4-4 on over-unders.
They are hashtag not good. But remember, the first, 5-6 weeks of the season, everyone was still saying, well, Washington's defense is going to get better. They're not going to play this bad. They were like a sneaky team to make the playoffs for a lot of people. I think that's why they're so bad against the spread. I think this is a more appropriate spread.
51.5. I can be honest with you, Boggs. I unfortunately am going to be with the public on this one. I see the,
I get it.
I see the fades and I see where fades can happen here, but Washington 1-7 against the spread. Washington's not going to be able to run, which I think does work some favors for maybe potentially hitting that over. But Washington's defense is just going to get mowed up. And you even said it in this league, this could be a 5-touchdown game from Tom Brady, which I see why you're on the over. But I think this could also be just a 35-3 type of game, 35-10. I don't feel confident about the under. I don't think I would really take this either way, but of them,
I wouldn't touch this game.
I'm not touching it either, but I like Tampa. Here's one thing I would do. I would consider teasing Tampa down 6 points, but there's another site that has them at 9, so the tease would be at 3, which I like. This has that little hook, but I would feel better about teasing this game than I would anything else.
And you can just wait because this was 10 yesterday and it moved to 9.5. So, it might get down to 8. Or 7.5 or something before kickoff, and then you can tease it even more. So.
Yeah, this would be one I would tease. I can set this up here. Well, I'm going to set the stage, and we'll talk about it on this other side of the break here. Detroit at Pittsburgh. Bogman's Pittsburgh Steelers are favored by 8.5 points. The over-under is 42.5. So, I mean, any game that Pittsburgh is involved in, there's not a big over-under. Though, I did have that over in Chicago and Pittsburgh, and that definitely played out. The money, heavily on Pittsburgh and heavy on the under. So you might potentially see some movement on this. This is Bogman's team, of course. Let me give this stat to you, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll get, Bogman, your takes on all of this as I pull it up here. And I should have had it ready. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers are 4-4 against the spread, 3-5 on over-unders. That's the Detroit Lions, 4-4 against the spread, 3-5 on over-unders. Pittsburgh Steelers only 3-5 against the spread and 2-6 against over-unders. We'll get
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The takes right on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League, Week 10 Picks.
Sports Rage Late Night.
I hate that verbal abuse stuff. People are soft tonight. I'm just going to call it out for what it is. But on this case, I'm just going to call it. I know. You can make people cry now. People are just soft now. Verbal abuse. He's a hockey general manager. Ooh, welcome to the neighborhood. You did a great job, guys. Suck it up!
It's Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid. Weekdays, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! In This League does have some merch. If you guys want to check it out, inthisleague.fan should still take you there. You could also type in like Teespring ITL store. We've got the podcast logoed shirts. We've got just the plain old logo that's on there. Boggs Jr. Prospects Assemble. There's mugs. There's long sleeves. There's hoodies. There's normal tees. Go and check it out. InThisLeague.fan. Does that still take you there, Bogman? InThisLeague.fan? Is that one still active?
No idea.
Let's see. InThisLeague.fan still takes you there. So InThisLeague.fans, you can go and check it out. I'm at the store right now. 99 problems, but my draft ain't one.
Hit me.
We've got the Drinking Baseball logo is still up there. That's good. Boggs Jr. Prospects Assemble. We've got some stickers. I forgot about WAB, Welsh and Bogman. You know, not WAP, but WAB. One of my favorite stickers, Your Words Are Hollow With No Action, via the Eric Burns cameo. Fat Lance, Break This League. I break some stuff. I'm telling you, there's a massive store as I'm scrolling through there. So InThisLeague.fans, pick up some merch today, and we would appreciate it. We'd say thank you. Bogman will say thank you. He'll call you. He'll give you his number. He'll pick you up, actually. He'll take you to the Longhorns game if you do it immediately.
Right? If you're on my way, I'll pick you up. So.
Right, that's nice. That's very nice of you. All right. We left off with the Detroit Lions at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh is an 8.5-point favorite, probably the biggest line Pittsburgh has had the entire year, but the Lions are trash, of course. 42.5, probably one of the bigger overs. Heavy money on Pittsburgh in the under, but as I read off to you, Pittsburgh, 3-5 against the spread, 2-6 on over-unders, 3-5 on over-unders for the Lions, and 4-4 against the spread. The only even thing in this entire entire game is the Lions against the spread at 4-4.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to take the Lions here because we just saw, you know, the Steelers should have been able to beat the crap out of the Bears. They're not very good this year, you know, down some players as well, Khalil Mack, and they couldn't do it. They let them hang around and hang around and hang around and almost win that game. And that is just what the Steelers do. They play these cardiac games that are taking years off my life. They always have. So I'm going to take Detroit, you know, coming off the bye, 2 weeks to prep for Pittsburgh, coming in and at least beating the spread. I think they'll do that. I don't think they'll win the game, but I do think that they'll beat the spread. And I'm also going to take the over because this is too low. And we just saw the Steelers play to the over last week. Secondary looks like trash right now. I mean, Terrell Edmonds looks so terrible. And if they're going to try to put him on TJ Hockenson, it is a mismatch. Dude, I've seen Edmonds get burned. He got torched by Jimmy Graham last week. And I've seen him get torched by Randall Cobb, like old vets, old vets. So if you think, you know, he's going to be able to cover Hockenson, ain't going to happen. So I think Hockenson has a big day. I think Detroit beats the spread here. And I'm also
have a big day. He's going to have a great big day. Sorry, I just got my Shane Gillis in me. It's going to be a big. I walked in and said, it's going to be a big day.
It's going to be a great day. I know it. TJ Hockenson going to have a great day.
In my head, that kind of sounded good, like how Gillis did it, but it probably wasn't, right?
Not really. No. I wasn't sure what you were doing at first.
So. I was trying to do my Trump, but it didn't work.
Oh, whatever, Chad. Look at Chad down here. Lions, money, Lions.
Money, Lions, money, Lions. Ridiculous. I'm going to actually go with you on the Detroit side here. And here's another thing. I mean, maybe I'm just getting too delved into this. I love the idea. I think that this Detroit game has two potential teases you could play because I really like the over more than I like Detroit plus 8.5, by the way. But if you tease this, you could get the Detroit game to 14.5 plus 14.5, or you could get the over under cut down to 36.5 if you teased it and you made it a part of it. I like both of those plays. I like the over straight up more than I like anything else at 42.5. That's a complete fade the public. I agree with you. Freiermuth looks fantastic. They get him the ball. I know they're without Claypool, but three big weapons against a just horrible Lions team. But the Lions also can pick apart the Steelers a little bit with DeAndre Swift, with Hockenson. I think there's some matchup issues that they could theoretically take care of. So I like that over on a fade the public side. I also like Detroit, I guess, which is fade. And I think these are two teasy lines that you could put if you wanted to put together. I mean, I think the common play is like three team teasers. But if you did two or three, I honestly wouldn't hate doing a over Detroit Pittsburgh and a Tampa Bay spread tease. So you would get Tampa Bay at 3.5 over Washington, and then you would get Detroit Pittsburgh over at 36.
I mean, you've said the word tease so many times that I think your rapper name, Durag Welsh's actual name is Kraft Macaroni and Tease.
I've teased so much that I need to have an inspirational quote after I just say that. That's what I need to do. All right, next game up here, the Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots. New England is a 1.5-point favorite. 45 is the line. Money seems to be on New England and the under.
Wrong team favorite in this game. I'm going to take Cleveland. Dad. Wrong team, dad. God damn it. I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to take the under here as well. I just think that this is, you know, we saw Cleveland's defense play well 2 weeks in a row. They held Pittsburgh to 15 points. Not like that's a big accomplishment. The offense blows, but you know, they played really well against Cincinnati last week as well. And you're going up against a rookie quarterback. I don't really care that it's on the road. And plus, did you see the whole Brian Burns ankle thing with Mac Jones and all that?
Yeah, twisted the ankle. We talked about that. I hadn't seen it, but now I know all about it.
So, you know, I think that Miles Garrett's going to go over there and try to take Mac Jones' head off. So Cleveland
wouldn't be the first time he's done that to a quarterback.
Very true. Very true. Hopefully he doesn't swing any helmets in this game, get suspended. So Cleveland and the under for me.
Yeah, I think I've been giving a little bit too much credit to New England. Defensively, I like what they're doing, but you've got Harris and Ramondre Stevenson both banged up. There really hasn't been an overpowering wide receiver core that's put together. And just Cleveland played better. They played really good. And if Chubb gets back, that helps. If he doesn't, I think this game could start to get dicey. I think the under is the clear play here between these two teams. I don't feel fantastic about it, but between the two, I would go with the under. I'm also going to go Cleveland with you. So you and I are, well, I guess the first game we were different a little
bit. Yeah, we were a complete opposite on the first one.
Yeah. And we got some different ones. All right. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Indy is a 10.5 point favorite. 47.5 is the line. Indy is the big money favorite. The under is a semi-play here. Boggs, I'm going to jump in here to say, again, the buzzword here, especially if you put together like a first round of game tease, getting Indianapolis down is something that I dig because I believe that they're going to beat up on the Jags. It's just a big line. Here's the thing I don't like. I talked about it on the ITL Fantasy Football podcast. Indy has given up, if I remember correctly, the most receiving touchdowns, or it was the most yards. I mean, they give up receiving yards.
They're real banged up secondary, man.
Real banged up secondary.
Yeah, Anderson Dejo over there in coverage. He's the
and
worst.
I think that Jacksonville could score some points on them. You're also going to have James Robinson back, which whatever his player prop on receptions, I think I'm going to feel pretty comfortable with. That I just think Indianapolis, there could be a sleep waiting to happen on Indianapolis. And not that they're going to lose here, but it is one of those that maybe Jacksonville, you know, last second has a backdoor cover or something. That's why I would prefer to tease. But I'm going to take Indy, and I'm going to take the over on this one simply because what I said, bad secondary in Indianapolis, Jacksonville can sling the ball. And we've seen them do this before in the second half. So I'm going to fade on the public side a little bit. I'm going to go with the over because also, if you want to look at Indianapolis, Jonathan Taylor is just a monster. Michael Pittman's a monster. They're going to score points. There's nothing that's going to stop them from scoring points. But I also think Jacksonville might be able to put up a little bit. So give me the over and give me Indy. But again, in the continual tease, I'd like to tease Indy down if I could.
I'm going to take the Colts here. I don't think that Jacksonville is going to be able to put up the same type of week they did last week against Buffalo. That was more Buffalo beating Buffalo, in my opinion, than Jacksonville beating them. I'll take the under. The defense for Jacksonville played a little better, so maybe they got a little better on defense, but I still think this is a Colts stomping. I think we see like a, you know, 28-10 type of a game here, something in that neighborhood with the Colts winning. So I will take the Colts, but I am going to head with the under here.
The Dallas Cowboys are hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Dallas is favored by 9.50. 4.5 is the line. The money is on Dallas and the over currently. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-4-1 against the spread, 5-3 on over-unders. The Dallas Cowboys also 5-3 on overs, and 7-1 against the spread. Bogman, this seems, I know you we can play public fades and stuff like that, but the public money is on the obvious, which is you play the over because both these teams play to an over 50, over 500 over, both 5-3. And the Dallas Cowboys are 7-1 against the spread, the best NFL team against the spread right now. And it's not double-digit points against the Atlanta Falcons, who have absolutely no defense, and they've got a banged-up offense that cannot run. So, Bogman, is this the easiest Dallas and over on the planet, or do you play Atlanta?
Now, I'm taking Atlanta here. I mean, by the way, what's the one game against the spread that Dallas didn't win last week? Against Denver, so because they were favored and they straight up lost. So
yeah, you're right about that.
I'm going to take Atlanta and the over here. I hate this game, to be completely honest with you. So I won't be betting any money on it. I'll just say that straight out, just because of what Dallas did last week and let everybody down. So I'll take the Falcons on the road. They have a little bit on offense. They got a little bit of juice on offense. Pitts has been playing better. Cordell Patterson is obviously playing more wide out, but looks good. Can't run the ball. But you know what? If you have to pick, if you have to go one dimensional, you go pass against Dallas. So secondary isn't good. Trayvon Diggs, when he doesn't come down with picks, he gets torched. Same thing with Brown on the other side. I do think Dallas wins this game at home, but I'm going to take Atlanta against the spread. But I'll also play the over because both these defenses are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because on the over-under side, you know, the last three games, the last two games would not have covered this, but then they had this big stretch where it was only this Charger game in between that they would have covered this. A little bit banged up, but I'm gonna stick on the easy side here. Dallas -9. Atlanta is too much of a just break apart team. I just don't trust anything that they do anymore. They can't establish anything outside of the pass, and I think that is something if Dallas locks down with Diggs, they are going to be able to take care of. Put Diggs on Kyle Pitts probably this week. So I'm going to go Dallas -9, and I'm also going to take that very big over at 54.5. Got to go to break. We come back. All the rest of the games right here on In This League.
From the City of Angels to the Big Apple, Shake It Up with Pharrell Coast to Coast.
Shake it up, some dude. All my friends, man, come around, flat to party.
With your host, the one and only Scott Pharrell.
Coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out.
Covering every sport, every league, every single weekday. And Scott's got an opinion on all.
Get that guy a cold beer. I mean, that he's telling it exactly like it is.
Jump on the Coast to Coast bandwagon with America's most engaging sports personality.
Because we all love to bet on everything.
Regular contributors including NFL insider Adam Kaplan, the pro football doc Dr. David Chow, NBA Radio's Rick Kamla, Bleacher Report MLB insider Scott Miller, the sports professor Rick Haro, USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
Every game, every story, every injury, everything you need to know.
Join the Pharrell Coast to Coast party every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Pacific, only on Sports Grid.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, hello, buddies. It is us. It is Bogman and the Welsh. It is In This League. And we are continuing all of our talk on week 10. Our picks, our spreads, our over-unders. We've got all of them. And we now have the New Orleans Saints at the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a 2.5-point favorite. Nobody hotter in the NFL, I think, right now over the last 2 or 3 weeks than Tennessee Titans, even without Derrick Henry. 44.5 is a nice low line. There's nothing dominant. The money, as we're looking at it, and everyone knows, you know, one bet, you know, Floyd Mayweather walks in, he can change the the money on a single game and however
he can't
wants.
Read the ticket, but he can change the
can't
money
read
line.
The ticket, yeah. But he can throw some cash down. Doesn't know what he put down, but he knows it's a stack. And I don't think there's a big heavy, the heavier favorite is actually on the over right now. But I think it could go either way. They could change. So Tennessee in the over is currently where the cash is. It's not dominant. So what say you, Boggs?
I would rather watch Floyd Mayweather trying to read the Show Your Stripes commercial for 3 hours than watch this game. I don't think this is going to be a good one. And I really want to take New Orleans. I just can't do it. You know, you're down your starting quarterback. Alvin Kamara's banged up and looks like he might not play. So And even if he does play, he ain't 100%. We know that. And he's like your best weapon.
I don't understand the over. I don't understand. I'm telling you guys, it's over 60% of the money is on the over right now. I get that Tennessee's been scoring. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
No Kamara, Adrian Peterson in there. Brown has been banged. I don't get it.
Wrong kid died. Tennessee in the under for me for sure. I just, you know, the offense for Tennessee is not what won them the game last week. So I guess if you're thinking Tennessee can put up, you know, another pick six, maybe cause some short fields or something, then maybe they can win here. But I think New Orleans could do that too. I'm straying away from this game. Like I said, I'd rather watch Floyd Mayweather trying to read stuff, you know, the Cat in the Hat for 3 hours than watch this stupid game.
Well, one thing that is nice is the Tennessee Titans, maybe the second best in the NFL, 7-2 against the spread this season. Both teams, I think Tennessee was 4-4. New Orleans might have been 5-4 on the over. I'm going to clearly take the under here, and I'm going to go with Tennessee with you as well. I actually like Tennessee at 2.5, not getting that hook, as maybe even a bet that I'm going to place. I don't particularly love the over under is something I want to lay cold hard down on, but I do feel good about it. I guess I'm saying like you want no part of this. I actually dig both of these. I don't see where the over is just such a, the over under number is so low that I don't think I would be putting cash to play on it. Again, maybe you could tease it, but other than that, I'd say nah.
I feel Tennessee. So overrated. They're so overrated. Like
they're overrated to 7-2 against the spread, though.
I understand that, but they weren't, you know, last week it was a fluke that they won, I think. You know, you had Matt Stafford play his worst game and the Tennessee defense play their best game. And
who's the Saints quarterback this week?
I took Tennessee. I'm not sitting here saying that I love New Orleans or anything. I took Tennessee in this game. All I'm saying is that when they play someone that isn't banged up or playing their worst ball, they're going to get smashed. They got beat by the Jets earlier this year with Zach Wilson. So, you know, I mean, you lose to Zach Wilson, you're doing something wrong for sure. And remember, we talked about this a week ago when we said, doesn't Tennessee feel like a first round out? They might get a first round bye and then lose their first game. It would not be shocking.
Speaking of the New York Jets, they are hosting the Buffalo Bills. Bills are a 12-point favorite. The over is 46.5. People are very split on the money, but they do like the over. From a stat perspective, Buffalo Bills are only 4-3-1 against the spread and 3-5 on over unders. But the Jets 2-6 against the spread, but 5-3 on over unders. So very nice 5-3 on over unders, but 2-6 against the spread. Bills 4-3-1. Bogman, I hate everything about this game for so many reasons. Because a month ago, I'm slamming the Buffalo Bills -12, and they have underperformed to a level that's ridiculous. But I fall in, because I'm a big dummy, that I look at this and I go, there's no way the Buffalo Bills continue this trend. One of the best teams in football. There's no way they keep doing this. The Jets, this is the perfect team.
Remember when we said that about the Chiefs?
I know. Yeah. And that's why I said I'm a big dummy. I can't take the Jets. I know everybody gets all excited. And Mike White is back.
Mike White.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Get his name right. I had a great prop on last week that had Mike White under. And then, you know, he got knocked out of the game. And I was like, here we go. We're going to rock it. Yeah. And, you know, he looks solid. And he's going to be back out there, which is good for Elijah Moore. Michael Carter still saw it. But Buffalo still has that defense. Their offense is just sputtered into obscurity. The Jets are one of the worst against running backs overall. We talked about it on This Week Fantasy Football. They give up, I think, the most receiving touchdowns to running backs in the NFL. They're near the top tier of giving up just all the other stuff to running backs. This is good for Josh Allen. This is good for Buffalo. I think Josh Allen gets right. I'm going to take Buffalo regardless, -12. And I kind of like that over under a little bit more than anything, because I think Buffalo is going to get back to scoring. And the Jets are also, I think I said, 5-3 on over unders. So I kind of dig that, but I think at the end of the day, I don't make any bets on this game.
I'm more confident in the over, like you said. I think, you know, really what gives me that confidence in the over is watching Mike White on his first drive against the Colts. And I think it was first or second drive, led them down and scored a touchdown. Then, of course, got hurt on that drive as well. But he looks so good and he looks confident. And they had extra time to prep for this game because they played on Thursday night. Buffalo, you know, We can't keep putting them up on this. You're putting the Bills up on this pedestal, Welsh. We can't keep doing that, right?
On this pedestal. Yep.
Yeah. We can't keep putting them on this pedestal. They haven't covered these big lines 2 weeks in a row. There's no way I'm going to take them after they just choked to Jacksonville. So I think, like, once again, I do think that was the Bills beating themselves more than the Jaguars beating the Bills. So I'm not going to sit here and laud praise on Jacksonville or crush Buffalo. I do think they could easily beat the spread on this, so I wouldn't mess with that. But I'll take the over because I think the Jets are going to score. And Josh Johnson came in and had some really good drives with the Jets as well on Thursday night. So I think the over is my play here. I'll take the Jets just because I want the plus points here.
Sure.
Buffalo has been covering those lines. Don't like it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a smart play. It's a little fadey, but I think when push comes to shove, I think that money is going to be more on Buffalo, but to disappoint. Minnesota at the Chargers. Chargers are a 3-point home favorite. 53 is the line. Money is on the Chargers and heavily on the under right now. Boggs, I haven't pulled up the stats on this game yet, but what do you think?
I'm going to take the Vikings. I'll also go with the over here, but the thing here is that the Chargers, for whatever reason, cannot stop the run. And yes, he has off-field issues right now, but the NFL is not doing anything with Dalvin Cook. I think he is going to run the ball right down the throats of the Chargers. I think Madison is also going to do it. It's going to set up some play action too for Jefferson, and Thielen gets in the end zone again, I think. But I also think the secondary for Minnesota has been terrible. So I love the over here. I think Justin Derbert or Herbert, whatever you want to
Justin
call him.
Justin Derbert is going to derp
himself a couple touchdowns around here. So my favorite play is the over 53, but I also will take the Vikings.
I hate that. I didn't even realize that you were taking Minnesota. I'm going to go with you on Minnesota side too. And I hate doing it, which means just Chargers by a gajillion. But, from a matchup standpoint, offense works. I mean, the rush defense for Minnesota is near the bottom, just like the Chargers are. They match up really well.
They're both bad.
They're just both bad defenses. I feel like, similar to how the Bills have been trending down, the Chargers have been trending down a little bit as well. I can't trust them quite as much. Mike Williams has kind of gone into obscurity a little bit, and they're just pressing, where I feel like Minnesota has been a little bit on the other side, and Dalvin Cook is kind of a little bit of a game changer here. So yeah, I'm going to just take the points. I'll take the points, but I'm going to go with the under. I'm going to go with the under on these, even though these teams can both score. I'm going to fade heavy on the public on this one. And just maybe it's a little bit more clock management, because I think both of these teams can run on each other. I think the pass is going to be the big question, and that could also equal to the clock just getting fried and burned. So I'm going to take the under. Carolina at Arizona. Arizona is a 10-point favorite. 44 is the line, Boggs. It's a split on where people want to pick. They do love the over. We just don't have a definitive on Kyler Murray. And
right.
I kind of like blindly was like, oh, Kyler Murray will be good to go this weekend. And he was not. He was not.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going to take Carolina in this game. Once again, it's just these bigger spreads have
Does
not
Cam
been
play?
Covering. No, he's not going to play. I don't think so. Okay. I think it's going to be Walker. But I really don't care. I think this is a low scoring game, because if you do get Kyler, you're not getting Kyler at 100%. Right. And this defensive line for Carolina is good. So I think that it's going to be a lower scoring game. I will take the over 44. I think that line is low, but I think it's going to be more of a slog. Like it's going to be a normal game where you see scoring late because defenses are tired. You're not going to just see a bunch of aerial works. So give me Carolina and give me the over.
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals, though. I definitely think there are some worries when I'm staring at it. Arizona Cardinals, 7-2 against the spread, 4-5 on the over-unders, 4-5 against the spread for the Panthers, but only 2-7 on over-under. The thing that worries me, especially if Kyler is not mobile, is that Carolina's the second-best pass defense. They rank second, where Arizona's, that is definitely a strength, but Arizona's kind of a strength across the board. The Carolina offense is so bad against a
solid
solid Arizona defense that I do worry about the line, but it's under 50. It's only 44, which I kind of dig. And I know it's double-digit points, but James Conner is a freaking monster. So if they do have to pivot a little bit, he has been monster-ish. And we could see more Rondell Moore. So I'm going to go Arizona and the over. How are we on time here? Because we got to get... Ooh, we got to blast a little bit. Yeah. Philly at Denver. Denver, 2.5-point favorite. 45.5 is the line. It's split, but every human being is betting the under on this box.
Yeah, look, Philly sucks, especially on offense. I don't think Denver is as good as they played against Dallas last week, but they're at home. Philly's terrible. Give me Denver and give me the under.
I'm going to play the exact same play. Bad offense, altitude, less than a field goal, Denver. I will take them, and I completely agree on the under. Seattle at Green Bay might be the definitive factor for Odell Beckham and who he chooses, Boggs. Seattle is at Green Bay. We don't know if Rodgers will play, though it does seem likely.
He'll play.
3.5 is the line. 49.5 is the over under, and the money is currently on the over in Seattle. So what's it you?
Green Bay in the over. I think, you talk about guys that haven't practiced much recently in Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, but they're both incredible vets. So I like the over more in this game, but I'll also take the Packers because they're at home.
I'm actually going to go on the underside on this. Rodgers missing some time, Geno time, with, potentially needing to establish more run. I think the Green Bay Packers also need to get Aaron Jones more involved. Secondary is definitely both exposable, but I think you might be...
Russ is playing.
It's Russ playing?
Yeah, Russ is playing.
That doesn't really change enough for me. That still doesn't change enough for me. I'm going to bet the under. I didn't even realize that. I'm going to bet the under, and I'm going to go Green Bay. Kansas City at Vegas. Kansas City is a 2.5-point favorite. 52.5 is the line. Money is Kansas City, and it's practically a split on the over-under.
I'm going to spit on it and say Vegas and the under. I just do not trust anything that Kansas City does right now.
Oh, give me Kansas City and the over. complete disagreement for me on this side with you. Give me Kansas City to write this. This is the right ship week for me. All the teams are going to write their ships. Give me the over when we go to break, or when we come back from break. My team, the San Francisco 49ers, are hosting, maybe one of the best teams in the NFL, except that they ruined everybody's everything last week. Rams at Niners when we come back.
Sports professor Rick Harrow inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your Sports News Minute, announcing the latest numbers from CBS Viacom and what they mean. Well, a $6.6 billion quarter, pretty good. And it's also 16% over estimates and last year's quarter, which is even better. And it also reflects a 22% increase in NFL viewing from the first quarter of this year that the NFL was held, the third quarter. And that's even better. And the bottom line is the NFL ratings key into profits and revenues with all the big guys. Now you know why the dollars are so significant for the NFL, because it drives the meter. The other piece of this is 47 million subscribers on streaming. That is a major advantage for Viacom and a leader in every other part of the industry.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Sports Professor Rick Harrow, Sports News Minute. Sports Professor Rick Harrow inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. NFL, FanDuel, DraftKings, PointsBet, BetMGM, the whole panoply of gaming operations and their deals going very well, you would expect with the NFL. But here's a new one. Aristocrat Gaming, 90 countries, 300 jurisdictions, branded NFL games across all casino floors as early as the 2023 season, which will give an opportunity not just to generate increased revenue and excitement, but obviously more bets on a regular basis, because these gamblers will have the opportunity to, quote, support their favorite team, even if it's just branding. And the NFL has jumped all in with all aspects of gaming, now, 2023, and way beyond. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Daily Numbers Game.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
That is Bogman. I am Welsh, and this is the end of hour two. Bubba is coming up. I step out. End of sleep doesn't end. Just Bogman, Welsh steps away, and it is Bogman and Bubba coming up, talking all the weekend stuff and more NFL. We have one more game, though, on our picks here. And the Rams travel to my San Francisco 49ers. The Rams are only a 4-point road favorite coming off of an incredibly disappointing loss. 49 is the over-under here, Boggs. And this is a game where the Rams are going to stomp mud holes. I love the Rams in this one. 49ers are a lost cause at this point. Their offense is just messed up. Great, Kittle's back. That's awesome. Garoppolo sucks. They don't know who they are. They've got 3 wins on the season. I'm very torn on the over-under, and to be honest with you, I'm going to take the over. That's a very public play, because I'm going to just tell you, 99% of the money currently is on the over. I'm going to take the Rams -4. I'm going to take the over here. I think this is playable in different factors for teases and stuff like that. But what say you, Boggs?
I take the Rams and the under. I just think pissed off Rams team coming off a bad loss at home against Tennessee. I think you're going to see the defense play a lot better here. So is the offense going to get right in 1 week? I think they can. Will they? I don't know. They're kind of becoming a little one-dimensional, but the one dimension is to throw the ball. So that is good against your Niners. So I'll take the Rams, but I will also take the under here.
As you know, interesting enough, Niners pass defense rank 4th right now, which is kind of odd from a matchup perspective.
I bet you pace of play, they're like dead last, the Niners.
100% agree with that. Rams only 4-5 against the spread this year, but 5-3-1 on over-unders. 49ers 5-3 on the over-unders. So there you go. 2-6 against the spread is the San Francisco 49ers. Love the over. Both teams over 500 on the over. Give me that, but give me the Rams. Give me the Rams. A disappointment on Monday night, so I'll be early. You know what you can do on Monday night? You want to come over to our Twitch, twitch.tv/inthisleague, because most likely we'll be playing, and I'll be nice and angry because the 49ers just got their asses kicked by the Rams. We'll be doing some Madden or any of that gaming that'll be happening over here. Friends, that is it. That is it for the hour. But Bogman has got Bubba coming up, so don't go anywhere. More In This League action in hour 3 right after this.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.